As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, August the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Metals and equities this morning, higher on weakening crude in the U.S. dollar index. Joblessness disappoints. That'll be in the news this morning. BP Macondo, out of sight, out of mind. We'll go there for a moment as well. Election returns updates. We'll talk about a little bit of election returns from the lens of Missouri. The National Ocean Council, the Council on Marine or the Coast and Coastal Marine Spatial Planning. We'll talk about that, Agenda 21, Chapter 17. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into the market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $2.40 at $1,198 even an ounce. Silver up 13 cents at $18.41 an ounce. Platinum off $3 at $1,576 an ounce. And palladium flat on early trading at $496 an ounce. Up and down and up and down in the metals this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,193 for a low, $1,201.50 for a high. A spread in there of a little over $8, just about. But at $1,198, your gold is up year-to-year, $234.70 for a 24.38% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, set the price at $1,195.50 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares, the spider on the corner of the web, go up and visit with GLD, that's the symbol up there, SPDR gold shares. Well, they sold off 45 metric tons of gold, 0.45 metric tons of gold overnight, and they're now standing at 1,281.83 metric tons, valued on State Street, I guess, at $49.43 billion. We'll be all right back after the top of the, after these few words from our sponsors is, Mr. Will puts a saddle on his tongue.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning, as we love to do. Again, we find gold trading up $2.40 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at $1,198 an ounce. Silver up 13 cents at $18.41 an ounce. Platinum off 3 at $1,576. And palladium flat and early trading at $496 an ounce. The London Gold fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,195.50. You see we're trading a couple of bucks above that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 44 at 10,680. The NASDAQ closed up 20 at 2304. And the S&P 500 closed up 7 at 1,127. Crude oil this morning off 55 cents a barrel for that 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, trading as it does this morning at $81.92. Still not good news for us as it continues to go higher and higher and higher. That means it's going to be more expensive to you at the pump. The U.S. dollar index going the other direction off another 19 basis points, yet up a little bit over the week so far, yet trading out, exchanging, if you will, on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, this trade-weighted basket of currencies, standing at 80.76, whatever that means to you and me. But anyway, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, and this morning we find the Canadian loonie up 44 basis points at 99 cents U.S. It's exchanging against the U.S. dollar at almost parity, very, very close. This morning, the Mexican peso, again, today at the exchange rate is 12.5065, which is precisely 8 cents. 8 cents. So we're not having to round up to get to 8 cents. We're not rounding down to get to 8 cents. Today, it's exactly and precisely 8 cents a piece. So you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 43 basis points. Trades or exchanges at $1.32, which is good news for all the people in the eurozone. Not such great news for the people elsewhere. The British pound likewise moves up 29 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.59. So if you're going to go over to London and visit with Mr. Proton, plan on spending $1.59 to get every one of those British pounds into your backpack. The Swiss franc this morning, 0.99% up, or virtually 100 basis points, a 0.99% move upward. The Swiss franc this morning exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds yielding at 0.55%. They seem to be coming up just a little bit over the past week. The 10-year bond is yielding 2.93. These are the U.S. Treasuries, of course, the bonded indebtedness. And the 30-year stands at 4.06% for a yield. In the mortgage market, we see a continuing decline in the fixed-rate mortgages. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moving down from 4.09% a month ago to 3.97% this morning, and the 30-year moving down from 4.7% a month ago to 4.57% this morning, and of course the prime rate still stands at 3.25%. Big news here on the Jobless Center, going over to EconoDay, looking at the jobless claims for this morning, not good news. The labor market remains weak, at least based on the initial jobless claims, which rose 19,000 in the July 31st week to 479,000 claims being filed. 479,000. How many more weeks in a row can we have people coming out filing their first unemployment claim and have numbers at this magnitude? Well, we had 479,000 people across America standing in the line this week. The prior week was revised 3,000 higher. That's how they do that. They put the happy face on it, and then the markets fluctuate, and then the next week they come out and tell you what the real story was. Well, the prior week was revised 3,000 higher to 460,000. The four-week average rose 5,250 to 458,500, but is still slightly lower than this time last month, in what is one of the few positives of today's report. So it's only just a little bit worse news, or better bad news, than the bad news last month. Continuing claims, those are the people that are coming back month after month and week after week. Continuing claims fell 34,000 to 4.537 million people in the data for the July the 24th week. Here, the four-week average rose 26,000 to 4.576 million people. All right? That's a whole lot of moms and dads sitting on the couch this morning, hat in hand, and hungry children sitting on the floor looking up going, "What's up, Mom?" The unemployment rate for insured workers is unchanged at 3.6%. If you can believe that. Today's data won't boost confidence for much improvement in tomorrow's employment report. The definition here, new unemployment claims are compiled weekly to show the number of individuals who filed for unemployment insurance for the first time. An increasing, decreasing trend suggests a deteriorating or improving labor market. The four-week moving average of new claims smooths out weekly volatility. Well, there is all of that, that's for sure. Here's a little bit of something else, if we can get it to jump up. The euro, this off of Bloomberg, the euro approaches 3 months high after the European Central Bank keeps its main rate at a record low. So, yes, that's right, a three-month high. And this morning, the euro foreign exchange rate is 1.32. And so let's find out about that. Paul Dobson writing today for Bloomberg, the euro neared a three-month high against the dollar on speculation. The European Central Bank will express optimism about the region's economic recovery while jobs data tomorrow may add to evidence that U.S. growth is waning. Optimism, speculation, evidence. Yeah, what's with all this? It's just a Ponzi scheme, right? Everybody's guessing. No one knows for sure. The euro climbed against the yen as the European Central Bank policymakers held their key interest rate. The dollar weakened on concern slower growth will prompt the Federal Reserve to introduce new stimulus measures next week. The franc gained against all 16 of its major peers after the figures showed Swiss Central Bank currency reserves fell for a second month, and sterling rose versus the dollar after the Bank of England kept its main rates unchanged. So you can see they're reporting much the same sort of stuff that we talk about here on a regular basis. Let's look at another article from Bloomberg in regards gold. This also new news written by Nicholas Larkin and Kim Kayawonga. August the 5th, collaborative writing project here. Gold fluctuates as investors weigh a six-day rally. China's relaxed rules. A lot of news in the gold market about China. China, major player over there. Let's find out more about it. Gold fluctuated in London amid speculation that demand for the metal as a protection of the wealth will be eroded by reduced physical purchases after a six-day rally. Yeah, and there's a lot of talk about that. We're watching as the SPDR gold shares sells off half a ton of gold overnight. Watch as people are moving money around in the eurozone and a stronger euro. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so certainly as China opens the doors to investors flowing gold in and out of China, we should see some more activity in the gold market coming as a result of that. Here's a quote. We're seeing a resurgent interest from the investor community, said Andrei Krukachinakanov, an analyst at VTB Capital in London. I don't know where Andrei hangs his hat, probably someplace near Moscow. Still, quote, interest from Asian buyers is likely to ease in the very short term as prices have significantly recovered from July's lows, close quote. Gold for immediate delivery added $1.25 or 0.1% to $1,196.20 an ounce, blah, blah, blah. We see it's higher than that. And continuing, China, the world's biggest gold producer and the second largest buyer after India. Yeah, okay. China, the world's biggest gold producer, India, the largest gold buyer, said on August the 3rd it would let more banks import and export bullion and allow foreign companies more access to trading. Quote, gold may take a breather before continuing on its longer-term trend, underpinned by strong demand from India and China, said Ong Yi Ling, an analyst with Philip Futures PTE. Interest rates, well, there's more interest rates in that. Everybody's interested in gold, that's for sure, including the Arabs. But this is a different kind of a gold. Arab states go nuclear to close the power gap and catch up with Iran. What's up with this? Stanley Reed, Nelia Ruzuk, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Historically, the article says, historically, it has proven extremely difficult for countries in the Middle East to build nuclear power plants. And the idea of commercial reactors secretly processing weapons-grade nuclear material has always alarmed Washington. We kept created that nuclear commission in the United Nations. It slips my mind right now. That was, everything slips my mind right now. But we created that basically as a way of keeping people out of the nuclear power programs. But today, the U.S. is leading the way in imposing sanctions on Iran's nuclear program. Israel also remains ready to protect its interests, as it did when its Air Force bombed the unfinished Osirik reactor in Iraq in 1981. The idea of commercial reactors secretly processing weapons-grade nuclear material always alarming Washington, blah, blah, blah. It does everything it can do in the region to keep the Mideast as nuclear free as possible. The situation is gradually changing, however, as the Arab allies of the U.S. increasingly petition Washington to bless their plans for civilian nuclear programs. The U.S. is proving pliable, since the programs do not appear to have a sinister intent, at least in the medium term, and offer a business opportunity for multinationals such as General Electric, okay, Bloomberg Businessweek report. So it's okay if the brown people turban-wearing Saudis get involved in nuclear energy, but it's not okay for the Aryan Iranians to get involved with nuclear, I guess. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates need to satisfy demand for electricity. You think that maybe, just maybe, the Iranians would like to do something similar? Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates need to satisfy their demand for electricity that is growing at a rate approaching 10% a year. Their interest in nuclear energy has in part been sparked by a shortage of natural gas. You'd think they'd have no shortage of natural gas. The usual fuel for electric power plants. Of course, that brings back in T. Boone Pickens, right? Without enough gas, the Saudis and the Gulf Arabs have been burning oil to generate power, which is inefficient and polluting. These countries also consider themselves energy specialists and want to prepare for an era when carbon emissions may be penalized. You think maybe the Iranians would have that in mind, too? There is more to this than straight economics, said Ian Jackson, a nuclear specialist at London's Chatham House think tank. It's clearly about strategic energy positioning. You think maybe the Iranians have that in mind, too? Korea beats France. Among the Gulf states, the United Arab Emirates is furthest down the nuclear road. At the year end, the United Arab Emirates concluded a $20 billion deal for four nuclear plants. Blah. With Korean Electric Power Company, which beat General Electric and France's Areva SA on the price. Don't like that. Don't like to get beat out. The UAE has also agreed with the U.S. on strict safeguards, which include foregoing any domestic uranium enrichment or reprocessing of spent fuel. They're a poster child for nukes in the Middle East, said Mark Gibbs, a nuclear analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington. Not to be outdone, the Saudis recently said they had built a city specializing in nuclear and renewable energy, a concept that appears to be modeled on Masdar, Abu Dhabi's planned showcase green metropolis. The Saudis say they'll spend some $80 billion on added power capacity, with a big chunk possibly coming from nuclear facilities. Well, that's the way that sort of stuff goes, folks. What's sauce for the goose is oftentimes not sauce for the gander. It just depends on... It all depends on who you know, right? Something more I could say in that regard. This is another article. Rio Tinto first half profits triple on iron ore sales. This is by Jesse Riseborough and Rebecca Keenan. As the lightning starts to crash over my head here in southwest Missouri, as a very muggy storm starts to come down upon me, Rio Tinto Group, the world's third largest mining company, said the first half profit more than tripled as sales of iron ore to steelmakers surged and prices rose. Now, you know, we've had Rio Tinto in the news a lot over the last 12 months. Lots of cantankerous folk slamming Rio Tinto. Net income, well, we don't need to talk about their net income. The numbers were very good, and gains in iron ore prices had a massive impact. Now the rain is impacting the skylights over my head. The numbers were very good, and gains in iron ore prices had a massive impact. Paul Cliff, an analyst at Nomura Holdings, Inc. in London, said today by telephone the focus probably shifts the balance sheet, which is rapidly becoming overcapitalized. Next year, they could easily do a $10 billion buyback. Rio, the world's second largest iron ore exporter, advanced 1.5%. Blah, blah, blah. Debt declines. The article continues. You can find it all up on Bloomberg. Here's a little bit about BP. British Petroleum will start pumping cement to seal oil wells today. All right? Katarzyna Kilmasinska. Boy, oh boy. Katarzyna. I can't even pronounce it. Can't even come close here. August 5th. BP PLC plans to start pumping cement into its crippled Gulf of Mexico oil well today. The next phase of permanently plugging the source of the world's worst accidental oil spill. So now they're using the word accidental in here, but they're still stuck on oil spill. BP won approval from the U.S. government for the latest step after successfully reducing pressure at the Macondo well by injecting mud from the top, a procedure known as a static kill. This will complement work to intercept and seal the well from the bottom, BP said on a statement. Based on the successful completion of the static kill procedure and a positive evaluation of the test results, I have authorized BP to cement its damaged well, the National Incident Commander Thad Allen said in an emailed statement last night. All right, it goes on and goes on. Talks about a Russia visit here. Let's buried oil. The oil not accounted for so far on the surface of the water, buried beneath sand and sediment, or was collected from the region's beaches, according to a report by a team led by the Interior Department and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And we'll pick that up right now.
Oh, goodness.
You
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we have returned once again, and in looking at this series of articles that you can find up on the Bloomberg website this morning, is what they're talking about is that what they're trying to say now is out of sight, out of mind. All right, a quarter of the oil from the spill evaporated or dissolved naturally into the water, according to the report. BP captured 17% of the oil using equipment at the wellhead, and skimming accounted for 3%. At least 50% of that oil released is now completely gone from the system. NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco. Now, Jane Lubchenco, this NOAA administrator, was like the co-chair at all these public meetings that we talk about when we're looking at the National Ocean Council. And, of course, Thad Allen was, lurching around behind the curtains during that entire process as well. So it's just a little bit too close for comfort here. But she then continues and says, and most of the remainder is degrading rapidly or is being removed from the beaches. Out of sight, out of mind. Hard to believe? Chemicals were used to break up 8% of the oil, and 16% was naturally dispersed or broken down into small droplets that can be eaten by bacteria in the Gulf, according to the report. I find it very hard to believe, impossible actually, that they have 3/4 of the oil accounted for. Samantha Joy, a professor of marine sciences at the University of Georgia in Athens, said in an email yesterday. Joy was among scientists who discovered plumes of oil under the Gulf surface and has been continuing to survey and analyze the results of water samples. Quote, when they say there's 25% of the oil remaining, that is almost five times the Exxon Valdez, which spilled crude into Alaska's Prince William Sound back in 1989, so on and so forth. The total amount of oil estimated to escape into the ocean from Macondo is about 16 times the amount from the Exxon Valdez, which had leaked an estimated 257,000 barrels in a 1989 accident off Alaska. And then it goes on and it talks about tar balls and so on. An enormous amount of oil is now buried, and we know from previous spills that this buried material can persist for decades, he said. And that oil does have an effect on the behavior and the health of animals. And it continues, London BP, blah, blah, blah. The long battle to stop the leak and contain the oil is close to coming to an end, the usurper said in remarks to the Executive Council at the AFL-CIO Labor Union. The usurper said yesterday BP's progress in plugging the well and the government report showing most of the spilled oil is gone demonstrates that efforts to contain damage is working. Well, if you can believe that, believe it. Here's a little bit more other news. This one kind of rather unusual. California, same-sex marriage ban reversal sets a stage for appeal. Joel Rosenblatt and Mark Perrier, writing for Bloomberg, yesterday's news, California's ban on same-sex marriage was thrown out by a federal judge who ruled that it deprives gays and lesbians of equal rights under the U.S. Constitution, setting the stage for an appeal that may reach the Supreme Court. You got to ask yourself, what rights do gays and lesbians have? But anyway, U.S. District Judge Yvonne Walker in San Francisco said yesterday, struck down the state constitutional amendment Proposition 8 passed in 2008 by 52% of California voters. What's this guy doing? Creating law from the bench again? He sided with the city of San Francisco and couples from Berkeley and Burbank who argued the amendment violates the federal constitution. I mean, you know, you got to realize, folks, that for well over 40 years, San Francisco and Berkeley and Burbank have been, you know, like the gay capitals of the West Coast, unless you include Seattle and Vancouver, B.C. Supporters of the state's ban on same-sex marriage said they'll appeal Walker's decision. The judge halted his ruling from taking effect immediately to give both sides time to argue whether the ban should be lifted while the appeal proceeds. The plaintiffs demonstrated by overwhelming evidence that Proposition 8 violates constitutional equal protection rights, Walker said in his ruling, which prohibits California from enforcing the ban. Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, I mean, we could go on and on. Devastating to marriage. I'll tell you what this is all about. Largely. This gives, you know, homosexuals and lesbians an opportunity to live together and then create this artificial illusion of some kind of a marital household. And then they're able to take advantage of like things like employers, insurance programs, and head of household tax filings and things like that. Right? A long, long time ago, when we started this country out and when we started in through this taxing program, people that were married were given a benefit. Why were they given a benefit? Why were they given a little bit of a relief? Well, because they were bringing children into this world. And they were increasing the size of the tax base and the workforce. And so they were given a little bit of a benefit for that. All right? Not much. It's still dreadfully expensive today, especially, to raise children. But when you're not raising children and all you're doing is having, you know, aberrant sexual behavior in your own closet, what tax benefit should follow that? I don't know. It's completely confusing to me. I mean, I think everyone really needs to visit the bathroom, pull your pants down, you know, take out a hand mirror if you need to, and figure out what sex you are. Anywho, the U.S. says 74% of BP oil is gone from the Gulf waters. This is another take on the same topic. Allison Benton and Katarzynska, writing again, About 74% of the oil that leaked from BP's PLC damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico has been eliminated or will soon be eaten by bacteria. And then it goes on and it goes through a much more lengthy process here of explaining all of this. You might look at both of these articles up on Bloomberg today and say which flavor you prefer. But less oil on the surface does not mean that there isn't oil in the water column or that our beaches and marshes aren't still at risk, said Jane Lubchenco. Follow along with Jane Lubchenco. Knowing generally what happened to the oil helps us better understand areas of risk and likely impacts, and so on and so forth. The report on oil in the Gulf comes as London-based BP PLC reported a significant milestone today towards plugging the well permanently, and so on and so forth. Let's go over here, because there's one more. Vast majority of oil gone from the Gulf, Browner says. The vast majority of crude from BP's PLC Gulf of Mexico, this one by Jim Poulsen and Allison Bennett, also a Bloomberg article. Three different articles, each addressing the same thing, giving different numbers. Do take a look at that. The NOAA report is mentioned in here. An enormous amount of oil is now buried, blah, blah, blah. Significant milestones, blah, blah, blah. All in there, all right? So with all of that, that basically is that a bit of news. But let's go back over to the other side of my browser because I want to pick this guy up right here. And we'll look at, briefly, the Missouri Healthcare Freedom Proposition C, which passed here in Missouri yesterday. Now, for those of you that don't live in Missouri, just, kind of sit back, kick your feet up on the desk, enjoy a cup of coffee, and follow along here. The Missouri Healthcare Freedom Proposition C was on the August 3rd, 2010 statewide ballot in Missouri. I'm working off ballotpedia.org, ballotpedia.org. You can jump up there and look at Missouri Healthcare Freedom Proposition C yourself. Backers of, okay, the proposed measure aimed to block the federal government from requiring people to buy health insurance and banned punishment for those without health insurance. I voted in favor of this proposition when I went to the polls on Tuesday. Backers of such measures were opposed to bury the usurper's new health care plans. The measure did not advocate a particular plan, but the measure advocates said measure would protect, quote, protect the individual's right to make health care decisions, close quote. Opponents of the measure and some constitutional scholars said the proposals were mostly symbolic, intended to send a message of political protest, and had little chance of succeeding in court over the long run. So Proposition C will probably, most likely, find the same kind of resistance here in Missouri from the federal government as the work that's being done in Arizona to right the wrongs in illegal alien invasion. Backers again, on May the 4th, 2010, the Missouri State Senate voted 26-8 in favor of referring the proposed measure to the ballot. On May the 11th, the House gave final approval to refer the measure to the ballot following a 108-47 vote. 108-47. Although similar measures were scheduled to appear on other 2010 statewide ballots, Missouri's Proposition C marked for the first time voters had a say on blocking the federal government's 2010 health care reform. Well, we'll continue with that, some election news, and then we'll cover other information as we move forward in today's broadcast. Stay with us.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, returning once again, thank you for your guitar leads there, Carlos. Always appreciate hearing you play on the broadcast. But continuing along our discussion in regards to this Missouri Healthcare Freedom Proposition, largely, what this is going to do is open a dialogue. All of these various and sundries open the dialogue, a dialogue that desperately needs to be opened. As more and more people figure out just how far down the rabbit hole we've gone, the better for us all. Chatters in the chat room, you know, does the Fed trump the state? Well, yes, the Fed trumps the state in this corrupt, you know, post-Abraham Lincoln system that we live in the Administrative Procedures Act. Yes, that's the truth. But there was a very strong action that was taken here. Out of the votes that were cast, 938,782 667,680 or 71.1 voters voted yes on Proposition C. That's pretty substantial. It's not something that you can ignore. If you recall from all of the various pollsters in the past, about two-thirds of Americans were not interested in Obamacare. The House and the Senate and the usurper all ignored that. And they passed it on us anyway. And so now, this election in Missouri, the bellwether state, the show-me state, show me your facts and show me your law and show me your evidence, the show-me state, basically confirms that not only in Missouri, but across America, virtually three-quarters of the people don't want Obamacare. So if that's the case, then, as we've said in the past, a law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and a law that is unenforceable is no law at all. So they're in for a long, long road to hoe if they hope to get this thing going anywhere. And then we can look to November to some political turnarounds, and certainly we're starting to see that out of the primaries also in Missouri, held just the other day, weeding out, if you will, the great horde of people that were in the race. Just to give you an idea, for the U.S. Senate seat that's being vacated by Senator Kit Bond. Now, a lot of you have known all about the idea of electronic voting devices. Well, the HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, was co-sponsored and sections written by Senator Kit Bond, if memory serves me correctly. And on this issue, it's usually spot on. I did have a lot of research into this. But anyway, U.S. Senator Kit Bond is stepping out. And Roy Blunt, Roy, the runt, wants his seat, and he's going to get it. But there were lots of people in the race challenging Roy for that U.S. Senate seat, including Chuck Pergerson, who was the number two guy in the primary, and several others. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 parties in the race, each 8 individuals in the race for that U.S. Senate seat. And, of course, as Roy moves forward, his seat in the House of Representatives is going to be vacated. And we had a surprisingly good turnout for Billy Long. Billy Long is likely to be moving into Roy's vacated seat. All right. So that's interesting news. Billy Long is an auctioneer, all right, in Missouri, an auctioneer. He's not a small-time auctioneer. He started out as a small-time auctioneer, but he has a huge auction house business today. All right, and there's when people die or when people move off their farms in Missouri, estates are oftentimes sold or disposed of at auctions, estate auctions. I've had 2 of them. And so this is the way that the process works. And Billy Long is an auctioneer. An auctioneer is an unusual fellow. He comes out and oftentimes, you know, he's dealing with a family in grief or in loss or at the end of the time when they can stay comfortably on their larger properties or even on their smaller properties. You're involved at that point in someone's life when they're moving to a nursing home sometimes or a hospital, all right, or just simply have passed away. And so there's a lot of time at kitchen tables with real people, mano a mano, face to face, seeing what people are doing and what they're thinking. And then as you sell off estates, you get a really clear understanding as you hold up piece by piece by piece and sell it off. You have a real good understanding of just who are your neighbors, who are the people that live around you, what has their life been like, what is the memorabilia like. You know, yesterday Mike Chambers on his broadcast was talking about having acquired too much crap, you know, and having a lot of things in storage. Well, if we can understand that there are people in the auction bills sometimes will say Jim and Joe XYZ never threw away anything. This is going to be a big auction, all right? And you go to those auctions, and I love going to auctions because oftentimes you can get a lot of crap for cheap. But sometimes you can get some real gems for a bargain, too, like 350-pound anvils made back in the 1800s that they wheel out of the barn on a dolly, and I can pick them up for a couple $100. Whereas from an antique or a practical standpoint, there were thousands, all right? Exceedingly rare, scarce, Chicago blowers, hand crank, if you're into blacksmithing, you know what I mean. But sometimes you can get a real bargain. Sometimes you can buy hand-powered equipment and horse-drawn equipment that you just can't get anywhere else. These are not just antiques, but these are actual tools that will help you get you by in hard times. But anyway, Billy Long is moving forward in this race. Billy Long owns his own auction company, but he's also a longtime talk radio guy. I've spoken with him, contributed to his campaign, enjoyed his presentations that I've heard. And so this is going to be a very interesting development. You know, we've got a Ron Paul in Congress. Maybe we'll have a Billy Long in Congress, and we'll have a new Dr. No. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. So anyway, there was a lot going on there. Looking at the primary election results here out of the newspaper, local newspaper, the Cassville Democrat, there was another interesting race for a county committeeman in Exeter. It's the only county committeeman race that was printed in the Cassville Democrat newspaper. I'm still trying to verify whether or not there were any other county committeemen or county committee women on the ballot anywhere else in Barry County. But apparently, Cherry Warren, who's also the county commissioner and a member of the legislative committee and the Senate district committees, was able to succeed and beat William Roberts in this run for committeeman. But it wasn't the landslide victory. This is a fellow that has been involved in politics and is the presiding commissioner of the county. He and his family have been involved in this area for a long time, and one would think that it would have been a much wider gap, but this young upstart coming into politics for his first time in Barry County succeeded in getting 43% of the vote. All right? That's me. But what is really disappointing to me is that there weren't plenty more county committee men and county committee women on this ballot. I don't know quite actually, I don't know what I've been doing on the radio for the last 2 years. Apparently, people are not listening. If I'm the only person that's going to run for county committee man or county committee woman, of course, I can't do that, in these counties, and we don't have any better turnout than that, then there's no chance whatsoever of turning this system around. I mean, if you want to go right to the dungeon and wear chains for the rest of your life, if you want to go to cap and ball or 50 caliber rifle, keep doing nothing. You know, it's about time to wake up, stupid America. Your butt's in the frying pan, and you're doing absolutely nothing to get your butt out of the frying pan. For all those that have said, oh, well, you know, you can't do anything in politics. Well, you don't do anything in politics, and that's the reason why you're in trouble, all right? All of these other people that campaigned, they're winning their elections, and they're going to be the government over the next 2 years. Unfortunately, you're not part of that government. You don't have a seat at that table. You're still sitting outside with your bullhorn trying to shout down the walls of government. And that's a real problem. It's going to be a real problem going into the 2012 election as well. We're not going to have anywhere near enough delegates in the conventions to be able to alter outcomes. We're not going to be in any kind of a position whatsoever to be able to vote these political parties out of existence from within a deliberative assembly. It's time to wake up, America. Time to wake up.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, lots of that came down in the first hour of today's broadcast. Of course, you can find our archives either by going to becomevocallocal.com and follow the links there on the contact page, or you can simply jump up to the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage and click on the show archives links there on the left and then Become Vocal Local, which should still be about the third one in the list. And voila, there you go, an entire year's worth of broadcasting. And as I said in the previous segment, I come sometimes, some days, these days, particularly the last couple of months, wonder whether I'm just barking at the wrong tree. If the people in the United States are not willing to get their own butts out of this bacon, that, you know, the bacon out of the frying pan that they find themselves in right now, what's the point? All right, what's the point of all of this discussion about becoming better leaders, you know, finding out more about political science and understanding the philosophical radicalism that got us in this point if we're unwilling to do anything? I'm tired of it, folks. Really, really majorly tired of it. Starting in the Vietnam War forward, I've been railing against this corrupt beast system my entire life. And the people just don't seem to care. They don't seem to notice. They don't seem to understand. I've showed you the simplest way that we can turn this around. A bloodless revolution. And nobody in the last 2 years I've been on radio has been able to put a dent in what I'm presenting to you. Have you ever heard anybody call in and tell me I'm out of my mind? No, you haven't. There are more talk hosts out there right now that are talking local action than at any other time in my life. People understand what we need to be doing. My question is, why aren't we doing it? And why aren't we doing more of it? Why aren't we working right where we are, becoming vocal local? In our precincts, in our towns, in our cities, our counties, in our states, turning this around, which we can do. But now we've got a real problem on our hands, all right, once again. Because now we're SOL, we're short on time, SOT perhaps. Between now and the midterm election, we don't have enough people working in the counties to turn these elections the way that they need to go. We don't have enough people on the ground to make sure that Billy Long gets that Congress seat. We don't have enough people, we didn't have enough people on the ground to make sure that Chuck Ferguson, precinct by precinct, county by county, region by region, as we move across the state of Missouri, that he was in number one position going into the United States Senate as opposed to longtime majority whip, go along to get along pig trough Roy Blunt. Patriot Act, creation of Department of Homeland Security. The man never raised his voice once in question. You know, basically, you know, sit there and just, you know, lapped it up as Zelikow and the boys, you know, put out their 9/11 whitewash report. Never voiced any objections to any of that. Took us into Afghanistan, took us into Iraq, Roy Blunt. And he's moving to the Senate because people in this area didn't do enough to help Chuck Ferguson, a staunch property rights advocate, and the man that did come in number two in the race, but we didn't do enough to make sure that he was number one in the race. Are we going to do anything? Are we going to go into 2012 and reelect Barry the Usurper? Are you going to have people right where you are to be there in your counties when they have the caucuses? We did much with the Ron Paul Revolution. and it seems like America went back to sleep. Everyone started to decry the value of building your groups. Well, I tell you, you don't have to do anything, but you will wear those chains. We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and I'm going to spend some more time on elections during today's broadcast, other news, other information we can go to as time allows. But I want to go back to this 2010 primary election results. Again, this is out of the Cassville Democrats, a local newspaper right here in southwest Missouri, small town America. All right? And this particular race that I was in, I declared my candidacy. It didn't cost me a dime, folks. It did not cost me a 10 cents. Stopped in at the county clerk's office on the day that the deadline day for declaring your candidacy for this particular past election as county committee man. Did not cost 10 cents. They took out a piece of paper, answered a couple of questions, signed my name. No, I didn't use any UCC disclaimers, didn't reject my citizenship, didn't rescind my Social Security card, didn't do any of those things, didn't burn my draft card in the lobby. I signed my name, all right? That guaranteed me a place on the ballot. And since then, I've collected all of the pertinent information, all of the maps, and all of the stuff necessary to wage campaigns in this county. And then I sat quietly and watched and waited. Cherry Warren is, as I said before, the presiding commissioner of the county. All right, he's the top dog, and his family are very well established here. If you understand, as we've rolled this out in the past, the county committee men and the county committee women are the members of your state committee, none other. All right? It's not the voters. It's the county committee men and the county committee women. And no one ever wants to talk about that, because they know that this is the Achilles heel of the political party system. Now, there are 19 voting precincts in Barry County. To become and to hold a majority voice on the county committee, we would only need to have 20 county committee men and women total. A majority, a simple majority in a democracy, in a democratic proceeding, in a deliberative assembly. And we could then own, quote unquote, own the Republican Party in this area. And no more would we have to vote for Tweedledee or Tweedledum, or for the lesser of two evils on the ballot, because no longer would we have to have the other side, if you will, choosing the candidates and endorsing the candidates and running them and winning them. It's a sea shift, a major sea shift that could have happened in the last couple of months and didn't happen. All right? But anyway, I sat back and I watched, and I had a couple of choices. I counseled with a man that is very good at helping people win elections, and we looked at the necessary strategies to succeed winning this one. But unfortunately, I'm an unmarried fellow, and I didn't have a running mate. I didn't have a suitable county committee woman to run with me. And so, in the background here is Mr. Warren's wife. Cherry and his wife are the county committee men and the county committee women for this voting precinct. Even if I were able to have taken his position, his wife would still be able to act in his capacity and influence the legislative district committees and the senatorial district committees and all of the other places in the party that Cherry and she have been influencing for years. I would need to remove both of them. And so I took a different strategy. What I wanted to see was, if I did not so much as peep, if I did not so much as make a noise, how much advertising or promotion, or how much would he do to ensure that he did not lose his position on the county committee? What I've discovered was he did nothing. There was nothing in the newspaper. There was no mention of it. No signs put up, no mailings that I was, you know, blessed with. I did not receive a single communication. No one came to the door. Nothing. And I responded with the nothing. And so then we went to plan B inside of that, and that is, how much of a vote, how many people would actually vote for someone that they knew absolutely nothing about, me, the wild card? How many people would vote for anyone other than Cherry, for instance? What percentage of the vote would be voting for anyone but him? And we found that out. I also understand that people will actually vote for people that they don't know anything about. Now, there are some people in the area that do know me. I can't erase my presence from the county. But I gained 43% of this vote without even so much as lifting up the telephone and calling my neighbors, without even so much as asking any of my friends to cast a ballot for me. 43% of the vote. 43% of the voters went to the poll and cast a vote for anyone but. This is the Carol Quigley idea of throwing the rascals out, voting the bums out. There is a substantial percentage of people in this area that would like to see this man gone out of politics locally, which is very encouraging to me going forward to the 2012 election cycle. Anyway, these are things that you just simply can't find out by being a non-participant. Politics is a participatory sport, and unfortunately, those sports seem to be winning the day. So I'm going to do a little quick refresher here on one particular website for all of you to make a mental note of. And that is, I would like anyone that's interested whatsoever in what I talk about here for the last couple of years on the networks to go to sos.mo.gov. www.sos.mo.gov. And that is the Secretary of State's website for the state of Missouri. This is a website which should be on everybody's homepage when you open your computer up in the morning. Instead of wasting your time on theater and Lady Gaga and synchronicity and all of the other fodder that makes people excited and wet these days, perhaps we need to look at what's really going on in our world and adopt a little bit of a realistic attitude towards getting our butts out of this jam that we find ourselves in. Missouri Secretary of State Robin Carnahan's website here shows you or gives you or provides you information right on the home page that are the keys to the political system, that if you will take the time and go through all of the various links that you can find and access right off this front page, and you might find it in your state as well, on your state. You may find all of this information in your state as well, but if your state, a Secretary of State's website is not as well designed, you might start here and just take a look. Let's take a look at some of the sidebars on that page. First of all, it says businesses, and I just hover over that. And you can see that the sidebars that come out of there are filing registration and reports online, print the registration reports for filing, small business advocacy center, starting a business, and then it goes on, registering a fictitious name, registering your LLCs, downloading the forms, get information on business entities, registered agent listings. This is potent stuff. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so taking a look once again at the Missouri Secretary of State, Robin Carnahan's website here, www.sos.mo.gov, we find a link under starting a business. And in the very top place there, it talks about registering a fictitious name. Did you know that the Republican Party in Missouri is a fictitious name? They've registered a fictitious name. All right. They talk about registering your agents, you know, registered agent listings and so on. This is a place where you can go in and you can find out about all of the various and sundry corporations and corporate filings and these fictitious names in your state as you're doing your research. Your Secretary of State's website is very valuable to you for all of us that are in the research business, okay, if you will. You can search for businesses. You can file registration reports. You can order certified documents here. You can download forms. You can get all of the corporate statutes here. You can get a complete list of all the registered agents in your state. Download forms. There's corporate forms and fee schedules. Then there's the UCC office. All right? This is your Uniform Commercial Code under the Secretary of State's office, the UCC. Online UCC filings, UCC forms, UCC research and lien filings. All right? Very important place. This is all under the first tab, businesses, candidates and voters, the next tab. The August 3rd, 2010 primary election, you can get a complete candidate list, although it doesn't get down to the level of the county committee men and county committee women. This doesn't even appear anywhere outside of the county. No one wants to even discuss it. No, the parties don't want you to know that the county committee men and the county committee women, which myself and many others believe to be the most powerful office in the entire system, they don't want you to know that it exists. Candidate information, any of the candidate filing information, voting info, a voter's guide, voting ID information, voter registration, absentee voting, military and overseas voting, and frequently asked questions. The Vote Missouri website. Checking your voter's registration, finding a polling place, election results, election night reporting, interesting maps. We had a very, very low voter turnout. Of course, in Missouri at this time of the year, dog days of summer, it was hotter than the hubs of hell. It kept a lot of people away from the polls, only about 27%. But if you take a look at the turnout in Kansas City, Missouri, and St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City and St. Louis drive our elections. Why? Because they're the most populous places in our state. They're also the ones that voted in Obama. All right? Why? Because they have an exceedingly large black population. Negroes in Kansas City and St. Louis voted in Barry the Usurper. Of course, John McStain just got a few more votes than the usurper here in Missouri. Just because it is largely a Republican stronghold. But if you want to find a polling place, that's a place to go to look. Election results. Lots of interesting stuff there. Election night map progress maps. If you just go up and scour around and look at this website, some of the interactive material that they have posted here, maybe you'll find the same for your own state. But you should be very familiar with this. There's no reason to rail against government if you're not willing to take the time necessary to find out about your government. There's no reason for us to rail against corporations if you're not willing to invest even the least amount of time finding out who are all the corporate officers and who are the interlocking boards and councils and how many of the people that are involved with this corporation are members of the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission. How many of them sit as chairman or on boards and councils for academia, your land-grant universities, etc. And then they always have this little thing, be a poll worker. As if you're able to somehow or another become a poll worker. My names have been on their list for years. They never send me an invitation to come and be a poll worker. You go to the polls and it's almost always the same thing. Very, very elderly ladies who just sit there quietly and calmly and spend their entire day, morning, day, and night supervising the election. To become an election judge is not something that's just given to anybody. All right? And it's because of these very geriatric, and you know, you got to bless their heart for their dedication, but it's because of these very geriatrics, poll workers, that we got electronic voting. Why? Because they were on the side of electronic voting. Why? Because it was easier. Because they didn't have to stay up so late and count the ballots before they left the polls. They were just to throw it all in the black garbage bin underneath the flat plate scanner and wheel it off to the county clerk's office and let the machine do the counting, all right? Gets into genealogists and historians, government employees, local government records, reference news and events, records management, state rules and regulations, publications, and more. Investors, investor protection center, seniors, filing a complaint, blah, 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 more in there, and then a media office. So there's a lot of information that you can find out about on this particular website. Across the top, everything about securities and investing, filing complaints, investor protection centers, so on and so forth. All of the information. So the state library and all of the publications, the reference service is invaluable to you. Your state reference library. These are the people that will actually, if you contact, you develop a relationship with the people that answer the phone at your state elections, or excuse me, your state reference library. It's incredible the amount of material that they can dig out for you and send to you. Incredible material. If you want to have some ancient history, if you want to find out about what is the chain, if you will, the chain of title as far as constitutions are concerned, if you get somebody that you're used to working with that's willing to invest some time for you, they'll actually go in and dig out all of the constitutions from the inception of your state right up until today and send them to you. And you can see how they've changed, how the transformation from a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, republics, you know, sovereign states, into this post-administrative procedures act, America, this corporate U.S., how that transformation has occurred, and at what key junctures were broad sweeping changes and constitutional conventions held. These are things that we ought to know, wouldn't you agree? Things that we can discuss with others when we get together with them, wherever we go. So anyway, there's a lot more in here. I think I've beaten this one once again as much as I need to. But there are things that we can do and there are things that we must do. No matter how deep, no matter how wide, no matter how long, the recession, depression, inflation, hyperinflation, Barry the Usurper, Obamacare administration runs, on the other side, as I've said before, I'll guarantee you one thing, there's going to be government. And it's either going to be a government of your choosing or it's going to be a government that is chosen by others for you. If you choose to not be involved, you've got nothing to complain about. If you choose to be involved, you'll have plenty to complain about it, but at least you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you gave a damn and you did something. I sleep very well at night. Scarcely ever have a moment's trouble just dropping right off to sleep. I put in as much every single day as I possibly can. I'm holding back nothing. And I'm not giving them a free ride. So anyway, let's go over here. Got a new piece of news that just came in. Breaking news, August the 4th, yesterday, Republicans blast livable communities bill as Washington-based Central Planning for Cities and Towns. Wednesday, August the 4th, by Matt Cover, this off CNSNews.com, the right news right now. Writing, the Senate Banking Committee passed on the Living Communities Act yet on Tuesday. Livable Communities Act. Does that sound like communitarianism to you? It does to me. The bill creates $4 billion in neighborhood planning grants for quote-unquote sustainable living projects and a new federal office to oversee them. Are you sure you want to be sustainable? Are you sure you want a sustainable garden? Are you sure you want to build a sustainable community right where you are? Are you sure? Are you truly sure?
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so back into this article in regards to sustainable living projects as we get our minds wrapped around Agenda 21 and start to move back towards the coastal and marine spatial planning discussion. But this ought to warn everyone that what we talk about here is not just foolishness, that this is actually moving forward. And, of course, it should be no surprise that Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, on a health care on December the 14th, a five-term Democrat, has decided not to run for re-election. And, of course, he's being challenged in his bid by, what's his name? I'll think of it in a minute. I interviewed the fellow. Why do I always forget his name when I want to have it on the tip of my tongue? Anyway, I'll be back to him in a moment. But similar legislation in the House, Peter Schiff. Thank you, Will. Peter Schiff running against Christopher Dodd, and they win. Well, actually, Senator Christopher Dodd is given up. He's decided not to run for re-election. So Christopher Dodd's going out of the picture. Peter Schiff's coming into the picture. That'd be a good thing. Similar legislation in the House has been criticized by the Republicans on the House Budget Committee, who charged that, quote, the program's aim is to impose a Washington-based central planning model on localities across the country. So in a chat room question earlier, you know, does the Fed really rule the roost? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And one of these days, I'm going to get Alfred Adisk on this broadcast with me again. Had him on once before. And we're going to go into some of the information that he's dredged up, because he's got a lot of good material as regards this state and the state. A lot of people are, you know, they want to go, well, we don't need boundaries. We don't need a boundary between the United States and Mexico. We don't need boundaries between the states. They're just imaginary lines. Yeah, but they are imaginary, but they can be surveyed in, and they have been. And we've set boundary stones there. It's just like, well, you've got an imaginary line around your house, don't you, Bucko? How would you like to have your neighbor build a shed on your property? Would that be appealing to you, Bucko? You don't think there's something to the boundary? How come you're paying property taxes on your neighbor's shed now? You don't think that a boundary is important? Hear all the people railing about the, you know, vaccines, 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 vaccine this, vaccine that, and the next breath they want to say, well, Liz, we don't need a border, it's just an imaginary line. What do you think your skin is, Bucko? It's your border. You want somebody else to violate your border with a needle? How about the oral border? Complain about the quality of the food, the fluoride in the water? Boundaries are very important. Always have been, always will be. Reject your boundaries, you reject your property. Continuing, in the Senate version, written by outgoing Senate Chairman Chris Dodd, the Livable Communities Act would designate $4 billion to aid local governments in planning high-density, walkable neighborhoods. Getting you out of your cars, getting you ready for compact cities, stack them and pack them. Talked about it with Michael Shaw, ICLEI, all right, last week. Walkable neighborhoods. You don't have a car, you can have a bicycle made with a little bell on the handlebar. Ding, ding, ding. Maybe you'll have a rickshaw. Maybe you'll have a Honda or a moped or something. Walkable neighborhoods. Premised on helping local governments combat suburban sprawl and traffic congestion. One of the reasons why we have traffic congestion is because of quit building roads. This is the Hegelian dialectic. Allow the roads to deteriorate. Ever heard of OTF? Operate to failure. Right? There's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. But they've done it. And now they're using it as the reason for the day. You know, the reason d'etre. The bill sets up two separate grant programs. All right? A bold vocal local people realize that every time they put their hands out for unearned grants in aid, when you accept that bag of shekels, the shackles will inevitably be clamped upon. But the bill sets up two separate grant programs. Now, this hasn't been passed yet. This is still tentative. We'll follow it. One known as comprehensive planning grants. Sound like what we've been talking about with this marine spatial planning, the coastal and marine spatial planning? You know, well over 40%, maybe larger than that, of our population live within 30 miles of the coastlines all around the United States of America. We're going to bring them all into the coastal and marine spatial planning. And then we'll come in with comprehensive regional planning and zoning. And we'll zone you right into a walkable community, Buster. One, it coordinates land use, housing, transportation, and infrastructure planning processes across jurisdictions and agencies. And why is it doing that? To create walkable communities. It coordinates land use, housing, transportation, infrastructure. You mean you don't go to your local planning commission meetings? You're not following this as it's unveiled in a town near you? It conducts or updates housing, infrastructure, transportation, energy, and environmental assessments to determine regional needs and promote sustainable development. That's right, smart grid, smart growth in your house. Conduct or update housing assessments. They're going to find out whether or not you have 4-star clean energy appliances in your home. They'll find out whether or not your windows are up to the latest green energy standards, whether you have enough insulation. You'll have to get a permit just to sell your house. It's going to have to pass the good housekeeping, 4-star approval rating, blah, 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 just to sell your house. You can forget all about buyer beware. You can forget all about arm's length transactions. Forget it. It's gone. Going out the window in your lifetime. Implement local zoning and other code changes necessary to implement a comprehensive regional plan and promote sustainable development. For 6 years, I've been warning you about FEMA's International Code Council, their body of model codes and model acts. James Lee Witt, former director of FEMA, was the first CEO of that group, and they are promulgating their uniform and model codes and acts all across America. One of the most egregious of all, right in your face, America, is the International Property Maintenance Code, where if you've got dented gutters, or if you've got chipping or peeling paint, or if you have a broken pane of glass, the code enforcement official, the man with a ticket book and a gun on his waist belt, can come and begin to basically just fine, fee, and regulate you right out of your house in a New York minute, rapidly, sometimes $200, $300, $400 a day. Fines for violations of the International Property Maintenance Code. And we've had guests on who actually have experienced this depredation in their lives. Implement local zoning and other code changes necessary to implement a comprehensive regional plan and promote sustainable development. The second grant type, Sustainability Challenge Grants, funds local efforts to, one, promote integrated transportation. Yesterday, talking and visiting with Vicki Davis, we found out about transportation, economy, and community. To administer, to promote integrated transportation, housing, energy, and economic development activities. That's the Trojan Triangle right there. Carried out across policy and governmental jurisdictions. This is cross jurisdictions. Change in jurisdiction, change in venue. The obfuscation of boundaries. In a world without borders, there will be no boundaries. All right, there will be no jurisdiction, there will be no venue. Rewriting law. Promote sustainable and location-efficient development. Location-efficient development. Well, your house is not going to be a location-efficient development down there along the bayou any longer. You're going to have to move off the bayou. You're going to have to move off the Cape. You'll have to move off the quays. You'll have to move out away from the river. You'll have to move up into a sustainable community. You'll have to give up your rich, bottom, fertile bottom land along the Mississippi River. You won't be able to mine those acres, you know, mine that ground any longer. You won't be able to run your beef on your 1,000-acre, you know, rancho. No more. It's all going bye-bye. Right. Promote sustainable and location-efficient development and implement projects identified in a comprehensive regional plan. And I'll bet you're not sitting there while they're developing the plan. Probably not even interested in it. Maybe you're not even following it. But they'll have little notices in the newspaper. Maybe you should go to some of those meetings and find out what the the social mercenaries, environmental weenies are doing, the change agents are doing in a town near you. To administer and regulate these new grants, the bill creates the Office of Sustainable Housing and Communities, another government agency. Great, just what we need. We already have, what, 7, maybe 8 out of every 10 people deriving all or most of their income from government sources, from tax revenue? Is there anyone in America yet that is still making something, producing something, bringing a tree to market, bringing minerals up out of the ground, bringing fish out of the Gulf of Mexico to market? Is there anyone actually producing anything, or does everyone just work for a government agency on tax dollars? The legislation is designed to prod local communities. This is obtaining public buy-in. Prod local communities. In other words, they give you timelines. They have call windows. It's just like they got the Help America Vote Act into Missouri. Once the first county, and that was St. Louis, once the first county takes the money and buys the electronic voting devices, then a timeline begins, and all of the rest of the county clerks and the county clerk association all of the 114 counties of Missouri, all of them had a timeline. They had to rush to the call window and get their money, because once the first one bought in, they all had to buy in. There was no way out. There was no way back. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, folks, if you missed the first hour of the broadcast, you can certainly find it. Just go to becomevocallocal.com and follow the links, or you can go straight to oraclebroadcasting.com. Look for our show archives page. Lots of information rolling out there back ever since President's Day so long ago. When it first came on Oracle Broadcasting, of course, it spent about 6 or 7 months on the Revolution Broadcasting Network, and then prior to that, about another 6 or 7 months. For a total now of over 2 years broadcasting, that was on Republic Broadcasting Network, but trying to get this word out to the people, you know, and ever since the very, you know, if you want to get holistic, if you want to get green, let's get all warm and fuzzy from the very earliest time. Man has known the use and the value of a box canyon. If you want a major kill, if you want to make meat, as they say, you find a box canyon someplace, and then you drive all of the bison into the box canyon, and then you pull your little grass and wood fence closed behind them, and then you just go in and slaughter the beasts. If you don't wake up, folks, you're going into this box canyon. You're already well into it now. They just haven't drawn the net behind you. Ever heard about fishing with a purse net? Same concept. You drag this huge net out there, and you've got a little tender boat vessel that goes along with you. He's got the other end of the net. and they figure they've got a pretty good catch coming on, they'll bring the other side of the net over, and then they'll just pull the whole thing up, and up come the tortoises, and up come the sand sharks, and up come the dolphins and everything else, along with the salmon and the halibut and the cod, and everything goes on board, and they sort it out afterwards. Isn't that what we heard in Vietnam? Kill them all. Let God sort them out. Isn't that what we practice in Iraq and Afghanistan? So let's not go into that Box Canyon, okay? The legislation is designed to prod local communities towards high-density, public transit-oriented neighborhoods that concentrate large numbers of people into small geographic areas connected by train and bus networks. Concentrating large numbers of people into small geographic areas. Does that sound like a Box Canyon to you? These high-density neighborhoods would be combined with high-density commercial districts that, in theory, would reduce the need for daily driving and commuting. And you, too, will jump out of the third-story window from your factory and commit suicide on your morning break like they do in China, as Jeff from Canada told us yesterday on his call. In describing the Livable Communities Act, Dodd has said that with sustainable development, our communities will cut traffic congestion, reduce greenhouse gas emission and gasoline consumption, protect rural areas and green spaces. Remember Michael Kaufman's discussion with us here last week in regards to the Wildlands Project? Protect rural areas and green spaces. Protect them against what? Against humans and other animals, right? Revitalize existing main streets. Yes, that's right. They're doing it all from Wall Street to Main Street and urban centers. Revitalize. That's called urban renewal. They're doing it with bulldozers in Detroit today and create more affordable housing. More affordable housing? What, 400 square foot pods like we were talking about? Stuck in some main pod holder like so many pencils or so many pins in a pin cushion? Create more affordable housing, my eye. Unbelievable. People today spend more for automobiles than I've spent for any of the houses I ever bought. How's that for your affordable housing? All right. In his opening statement on Tuesday, Dodd said, quote, over the past 50 years, poorly coordinated transportation, community development, and housing policies led to growth away from urban areas and rural town centers. Between the 1980 and the year 2000, the growth of the largest 99 metro 1313. When did metro come to Seattle? When did it come to Chicago? Chicago, University of Chicago, metro 1313. Look it up. Look it up. Fill your mind with that concept. The growth of the largest 99 metro areas in the United States. How was it able to get the people to come off their farms, come off their rancheros, and move into the cities? Well, it was World War I and World War II. It was the time of Rosie the Riveter. It was the time of massive industrial expansion. It was a time where we take entire mountains of iron and we turn them into battleships and tanks and cannon and go blow the hell out of our ancestors in Europe. Dodd said his bill would try to entice localities to move away from this model of suburban home and land ownership. Yeah, that's right. They're moving away from land ownership. The end of private property coming to a town near you. And towards a centrally planned model. Did you guys look it up yesterday? Gosplan, G-O-S-P-L-A-N. Find out about central planning. Look at the City of London, the Garden Cities program, and find out where it began and see how it was employed in Mother Russia, and how hundreds of millions were butchered by the Stalin's war of extermination, 1941 to 1945. And the Zionists still wring their handkerchief over the smokescreen they call the Holocaust. What a shame. Dodd said that the new centralized development model would reduce traffic congestion, create jobs, and make residential and commercial development more environmentally friendly. The legislation provides for planning and capital grants so that regions can coordinate transportation, housing, and community development. You hear states in there anywhere? You hear counties in there anywhere? Cities mentioned? No. Regions. Regions. Regionalism. click on the link, Freedom Advocates, on the homepage, becomevocallocal.com. Follow it over to Michael Shaw's webpage, and I have a talk there, should be still there, on regionalism. Continuing. Reduce traffic congestion, generate economic growth, create and preserve affordable housing, and meet environmental and energy goals, he explained. Dodd told the CNSNews.com that the grants were available for the taking. Free money, step right up. Ree, ree! The nose down in that trough, biggie. Down in there. It's free money. Hey, if we don't take it, somebody else will. And Dodd said the grants were available for the taking, saying that the program is voluntary. It's always voluntary. Voluntary driver's license, voluntary automobile insurance, voluntary income tax, voluntary service in the military, voluntary. Voluntary compliance is still compliance. And intended to let localities build planned communities without having to worry about changing economic conditions. You don't have to worry about the changing economic conditions. You don't have to worry about the impact of trillions and trillions loaned into existence, created out of nothing on your signatures. You don't have to worry about that. No. Just give up your land, give up your property, and give up your life. It's all right. It'll be cool going forward, right? The problems aren't going to go away. The demographics aren't going to change because the economy's down, Dodd said. Some communities may be able to do it. This is not a mandate on anybody, but just merely saying, we understand your needs. Oh, we understand your needs. Right? We understand the constraints you're operating under. We understand your appetite to want to do something about this. And here's an example where three levels of government, national, state, and local, can work with each other towards a common goal. You thought your states were sovereign? You thought your municipalities were sovereign? Guess again. You thought your county sheriff was going to bail your bacon out? Try again. That's the kind of resource capacity for the communities. Dodd said, it's not standards. We're not going to apply standards. We're going to stay far away from that. We're not going to sit here and set development standards, because you've got to let the flexibility, the rural communities, the suburban, the large urban areas, they need to decide themselves what they want to do, or of how they link together housing, transit, and energy needs in their communities. They ought to be given the total flexibility to decide how that happens. You know how that happens, my friends? They put together model codes, and they put together model acts, and they put together action plans, and then they go around with their change agents coming from the university extension agencies and other places in academia, and they come in and they dialogue your local community and your planning commission into consensus. And they show you the plans for the compact cities, and they show you how they can be budgeted in and how you can get it done with your CAFRA money. Oh, but you're doing it all on your own, right? Aha! New idea! Let's build a city that's 2 miles around and five levels high. And we can put all the people in Los Angeles right in here. And then we can return everything else to wildland. This is what the people really want. This is what they need. This is what they demand. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.